it's something I don't really think a lot of. It's, I think if you ever win it, you know, most managers, and rightly so, put it down to the team, because it's about the players at the end of the day. You know, I think in March, I think we were up against Scunthorpe. If we'd have won that, it could have been different. But it's not something that me personally thinks much of. You know, I've won a few up in Scotland, and it's, you know, yeah, it is. It's down to the staff and the players. It's a team effort. So, yeah, it was surprised to see my name on it, but it doesn't mean a great deal to myself, as I say. So, I think there's the other three managers are probably certainly in March more deserving this month. So, but yeah, I think any time you win anything like that, or had nominated for it, it's down to what your team's been doing, and if the manager's getting selected, then that means his team's doing well. So, you know, it's always down to the players. Yeah,
but a good match, a good last result against Walsall. How's the mood been in training this week off the back of those good results recently?
Yeah, very good. As always, really, it's been par for the season. You know, we've had a few blips, but not that many, and the lads always bounce back and are always been bright in training. And you know, I think between us as a staff, it's, you know, we've got to try and create an environment that's the way it is. You know, we can't affect what's happened this Saturday previously, but then you're working for the next game. So, you know, training's always been upbeat and bubbly, and it's been no different this week. You know, I think there's been some good results for teams. You know, Millwall have won the last two, and, you know, Southend, I think, were unfortunate to lose a last-minute goal at Bolton the other night, but, you know, Fleetwood got a good away win. So, there's teams still in and about it. You know, we're all fighting for the same prize. You know, teams I've mentioned, ourselves, Millwall, Southend, Scunthorpe, Fleetwood. You know, whether somebody can win the last four or five games like a Rochdale or an Oxford, who knows? But, as always, you've just got to focus on yourself, and you know, it makes looking at the other results come the end of the games better, as long as you've got your 3 points, and that's all we can focus on.
Bury fighting for a different prize, they're fighting for the survival. Bearing that in mind, what kind of a game are you expecting at the weekend?
Well, I think they had a little blip in the last game and getting beat 5-1 at Oxford, but prior to that they had four clean sheets on the bounce, and that's away at Millwall, beat Bristol Rovers at home 3-0. I saw them at home against Fleetwood 0-0. So, you know, it shows you. Since Lee Clark's gone in, they've certainly tightened it all up. As I say, they've had a little blip in the last game. When you get that in football sometimes, when they lost, conceded five. And we know it'll be a tough game as always. And when you've got Pope and Vaughan up front, they're going to be capable of scoring goals. I mean, Vaughan's over 20 this season in, you know, what looks to be a struggling side. So, yeah, again, different challenges, big challenges as always, but we'll be focusing on how we can go about it and try to get the right positive result. You know, I look at Oxford, and you know, we've got them coming up soon, and Sheffield United we've got coming up soon. They've both got big squads. I think it's important that you've got your, not only a fit squad, but you know, lads who are playing well, and I've got confidence and confidence in each other, and we've got that. So, but yeah, you know, it's nice to have. You know, Scunthorpe, we struggled already, a few missing. Obviously, Josh International, Lords was out injured. But, it's at the moment, we know things can change so quickly in football, but we're happy with the squad that and the numbers we've got to choose from at this moment in time. We've got, you know, different challenges ahead, you know, away at a side that's fighting for their lives in Bury, at home to a side who have got a terrific away record in Oxford, who have got a lot of attacking threats. Then at Sheffield United, who will probably be up by then, and deservedly so. So yeah, every game will be different now. You know, we watch the lads in training, and we also go by what we think is going to be the best system to get on top of the opposition, and who's on the form. So, but yeah, and more options we've got, the better.